Well, in today's broadcast, I am going to ask you to please listen to this video report in its entirety. I've got a couple of warnings that I want to share with you, one specifically coming from a Chinese escapee who escaped out of the CCP and is now issuing dire warning to the American people. Not only that, but I'm going to prove to you without a shadow of a doubt how bad things really are. And before you say, I already know how bad it is, I think you need to see this video report because it really is going to open your eyes. Let's start first with this former Christian Chinese who escaped China and his warning message to you, the American people. Take a look. This is on foxnews.com. Christian who escaped Chinese persecution warns the United States is descending into communist-style government. He goes on to state this. The leader of a watchdog group that monitors Christian persecution in China said he's seeing echoes of the Chinese Communist Party playbook in the U.S., and he's worried it will get worse. Bob Fu, president of the U.S.-based non-governmental Chinese nonprofit China Aid, said he's seeing the same tactics in Western nations that the CCP uses to crack down on churches. The similarities are very, very striking between the Chinese communist way of persecution and the American leftist way of restriction and even discrimination, Fu told Fox News Digital. Fu said he has observed with concern how the left in the United States is increasingly exhibiting dictatorial attitudes, both culturally and politically, by censoring speech, enforcing woke culture, and not tolerating dissent. He pinpointed the alleged political weaponization of federal law enforcement agency as a worrisome escalation of such trends. He goes on, quote, it is very shocking and horrible to see America societies transform, evolving from its constitutional basis, Fu said. And he's absolutely 100% right on his assessment. We are headed down a dictatorial path, and many Democrats unknowingly, and leftists, by the way, are purposefully leading into straight up tyranny and straight up bondage and straight up slavery, which is what communism is here in the United States of America. Now, I have been discussing a lot of this in detail on restrictedrepublic.com. If you have not subscribed there, please get there. We are funded by you, the people, and that's it. And so you guys are what back us. We don't get millionaires or billionaires or Communist Party members. We're completely funded by you, and we put the news out that you want to hear. And I've got a bombshell report you can see on the screen there that I just put up. And right now, use the coupon code FOREVER and the number 4 to get it for $4 a month. Again, this is one of the cheapest prices we have ever ran. So use that coupon code FOREVER4 and subscribe and support us there. But with that, I have been warning about the threats of the Communist Party for quite some time, and not just the Communist Party, but the mentality that has been pushed at our schools, at our colleges, and is continuing to be pushed. And as a result of this, we've got a lot of leaders in office who are literally leading us down a path of, well, straight up persecution of one political side, which is exactly what that Chinese insider is warning us about is happening here in the U.S. For example, take what happened on January 6th and take what happened with the BLM riots. BLM burned down cities, towns, invaded our Supreme Court, didn't get so much as a slap on the hand and let go fairly quick. Those on January 6th got highly persecuted, and one of the so-called ringleaders of the entire thing, Jacob Chansley, the horned shaman there, got nearly four years in prison for not having committed any violence. In fact, in communist parties, what they normally do to go after their political enemy is they form lies about them, and then they use the justice system, well, to go after those lies and wrongly prosecute their political adversaries by putting them in jail for four years, for example, for a crime they didn't even commit. Here's MSNBC, who is, shall I say, one of the mouthpieces for the communist in this country, clearly lying about Jacob Chansley. Take a look.
Just today, the MSNBC morning show was continuing to lie about Jacob Chansley, telling its viewers that he is a terrorist who does not deserve rights. Watch.
So if you lie about what happened on January 6th, if you try to redefine it, as, you know, and try to redefine Jonathan Lemire, saying, oh, the weird guy wearing the horns, or I don't know who people were trying to say, oh, he was just a peaceful guy and he never walked through a window. Boom! A couple seconds later, we got reporters like Mr. Riley who will say, well, actually, look at this video. Here he is walking through a broken window.
So as a factual matter, as if you need to be reminded, what you just heard is a lie, provably. Jacob Chansley did not walk through a broken window. He walked through an open door. And again, he walked into the Senate because the door was being held by a uniformed police officer with a gun. This footage is available to everyone, including the anchors on MSNBC. They know this. They're lying anyway.
So here we have MSNBC literally lying to the face of their audience, not showing them the actual footage because MSNBC believes they're never going to actually look up the footage, which many of them probably will not. But either way, this is the kind of thing that happens in, you know, countries like China, where there is straight up communism that has taken over the country. These are the kinds of things that happened in the old Soviet, where you have the mouthpiece of the leftist radicals, MSNBC, CNN, and many others, the media, in collusion with these radical leftists, pushing lies about their political enemy. And you know what? What makes it even more sickening is, again, like I mentioned before, he got nearly 4 years in prison for violence that he didn't commit. On top of that, what that message is really sending to the American people is that if you're a Republican and, hey, you supported President Trump, well, then you're going to get sentenced to prison and go to jail, and we're going to have harsh punishments for you. And, hey, if you so much as dare as protest, we're going to call it an insurrection. But, hey, if you protest and riot and burn down cities for our side, the leftist side, like Antifa and Black Lives Matter, you know, we're going to give you millions of dollars. You know, just put a little fun. We're going to give you money that you can split, not a million each, but hey, we're going to put millions of dollars and you guys can kind of figure it out. No joke. I'm not lying. Take a look. Here's NewYorkTimes.com. Philadelphia to pay $9.25 million to settle suit by George Floyd protesters. The protesters said they sustained physical and emotional injuries in the response by city police to civil unrest after his murder in Minneapolis in 2020. So what is Philadelphia going to do? Here's, you know, millions of dollars we're going to put in this fund to anybody who was injured during the George Floyd protest. Do the businesses that were burned down get anything? No. Because chances are some of those businesses might, you know, support the Republican side. But hey, all those who protested out there, we're going to go ahead and, you know, pay $9.25 million settlement to help you guys out. This is only the kind of stuff that happens in communist countries, in the old Soviet, in Hitler and Stalin kind of world, where you're going to prosecute one side politically to the extreme and then give bailout money, if you will, to those who literally burn down businesses in America. Communism is already alive and active here in America. So is tyranny. That should scream to you that that is the case. But that's not all. Here's what's even more troublesome. How about the fact that they have constantly been attacking Donald Trump, the former president of the United States, and they're not going after him for a crime. They're going after the person looking for a crime. And they have been doing this with the Russia collusion hoax and now with the whole Stormy Daniels things. And now the former president of the United States is facing potentially indictment and jail for stuff, which, by the way, Hillary Clinton smashed evidence. She was never charged with obstruction of justice and going to jail. Never mind the fact that Joe Biden is acting like a foreign agent, or is a foreign agent, who is doing business deals with the Communist Party. None of them get anything, but yet they have been viciously attacking one political side. It sounds like our Department of Justice has more of a political agenda than an actual agenda. Here's what Donald Trump put out on about 4 days ago. I'm sure you guys saw this, but here he talked about all this corruption. And he says, as former president of the United States of America, I will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Protests take our nation back. Now, obviously, Tuesday has come and gone. He wasn't arrested, but new information is surfacing that that could be as early as today, if not late into next week. Here we have the Gateway Pundit breaking: Trump to be indicted Wednesday will be asked to surrender for arraignment next week, according to a report. Now, just to kind of, you know, before I get into Alvin Bragg, you know, the DA there persecuting him, I want to state that, again, this is only moves that you make in third world countries. These are moves that you would make if you're the old Soviet, if you're Hitler, if you're Stalin, if you're Mao, if you're Xi Jinping or North Korea's Kim Jong-un. This is the kind of stuff that happens in those countries. And quite frankly, I'm going to just put this out there because I think it needs to be said. Him paying off Stormy Daniels through a non-disclosure act is legal. There's nothing illegal about that. We have had many presidents actually do that in the past. That's not even illegal. What they're trying to say is, oh, he used campaign funds to do it or whatever. And Donald Trump is denying that as of right now. But either way, we're talking about this being a misdemeanor charge, which it would only be a misdemeanor if he was guilty. And this DA is upgrading it, guess what, to a felony. Never mind the fact. Well, I'm going to get into it. Let me just show you. Alvin DA, before I answer that or before I get more into that, Alvin Bragg actually went on, campaigned on the fact that he would indict Trump in some way, shape, or form, and that he would go after Trump. This is in 2021. Take a look. CNN, the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, pledges to focus on Trump investigation. This is on Monday, December 20th, 2021. I believe that's how he got into office. He said, okay, I'm going to focus on President Trump, and we're going to get him. Notice the very precedence of that statement. We're not going to get him because of a crime that he committed. We're going to find a crime that he's done and then go after him for that crime. Again, this is what happens in communist countries. And what else happens in communist countries? How about the fact that for those that are politically on your side, you reduce sentences, but if they're on the other side, you up those sentences, right? Take a look. This is on Twitter. Greg Price put this out, and it's in 2022, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg reduced 52% of all felony charges to misdemeanors, 52%. Now he's elevating a misdemeanor to a felony that the feds refused to prosecute to indict President Trump. Criminals roam free. Political opponents go to jail. This is your third world country. And here's the actual evidence if you need to see this. This is on Daily Mail. Woke Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg has downgraded over half of his felony cases to misdemeanors as criminals are free to run the streets of the Big Apple. Again, only in third world countries. If this is allowed to happen and go through, we aren't the same country that we used to be. We are not the America we used to be. If the Democrat Party can literally use the justice system to crush the Republican front runner of the 2024 up and coming election because he's a threat to that, you know, to their power, where does that leave us? We're finished. We're done. We have no say now, do we? How can this be allowed? And that's really the question. And by the way, he's Soros funded. George Soros funded this DA, and he's already been caught hiding evidence, if you will, according to this report here. This is according to the report. Soros-funded DA Alvin Bragg caught hiding nearly 600 pages of exculpatory evidence from the New York grand jury in Trump's case. It goes on to state this, and I quote, according to Fox News legal mind Greg Jarrett, Soros-funded DA Alvin Bragg hid nearly 600 pages of evidence to the New York grand jury investigating President Trump. And here's what Greg said. I mentioned it yesterday. I think when Bob Costello got into the grand jury room and told them, wait a minute, you don't have the hundreds of pages I handed over to Alvin Bragg over here. You only have six cherry-picked documents. You know, hiding from grand juries exculpatory information is reprehensible and unconscionable. And the conduct of Alan Bragg and his henchman, Mark, who specifically say in their book, we're targeting zombies because we don't like his beliefs. Those guys should face disbarment proceedings. And I agree wholeheartedly, not just disbarring, but maybe even jail. Hiding evidence, not being fully honest, prosecuting one harder than the other. Hey, are we in a communist country? I do believe we're already there, unfortunately. You know what else screams that is right now they're putting 700 riot cops up there around the potential indictment area of President Trump. Here we have Zero Hedge, 700 NYPD riot cops mobilized, steel barriers deployed ahead of potential arrest. The New York PD has mobilized 700 riot cops and deployed steel barricades around the Manhattan Criminal Court in anticipation of civil disorder should the Manhattan DA office order the arrest of former Donald Trump following a grand jury indictment for allegedly paying a former porn star for her silence ahead of his 26th presidential campaign. Now, I don't necessarily agree with him and that payment on that, by the way, but it's legal. It is what it is. Unfortunately, of our presidents have done that. Now, what I do know is the House Judiciary Committee has sent out a letter to Alvin there asking him to testify. That's the good news. Here we have Fox News. House Judiciary Committee demands Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg testify about possible Trump indictment. And of course, the leftist radical media is already spinning it, saying they are intervening in or obstructing in the probe. No, they're not obstructing in the probe. They're asking why an already dismissed case is coming yet again before the DA over there in New York. And how, why now is there suddenly a case out of nowhere that somehow is going from a misdemeanor to a felony? These are a lot of questions that need to be answered. But of course, the leftist mainstream media, the mouthpiece of the leftist radical communist, are twisting the story. That is what they do in communist countries. Again, if you want to get the real news about what's going on, and I mean real news, we've got some shocking reports. Get to restrictiverepublic.com. I've got so much information there to share with you guys. I kind of went a lot longer in today's report than I intended, but get there, subscribe, use the coupon code FOREVER4 to take advantage of that. And that's just forever and the number four. And like I said, we've got all kinds of videos that you need to see that are exclusive to the platform. You're not going to get them anywhere else. They're exclusive. I got some interviews up and coming, but get to Restrictive Republic. Please support us there before we completely go MIA. Anyhow, I love all of you. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm Lisa Haven, signing out.